Hay House presents Goddesses Never Age. Written by Dr. Christian Northrup. Narrated by Dr. Christian Northrup.
Goddesses Never Age. The secret prescription for radiance, vitality, and well-being. This is dedicated to the ageless goddess who lives in every woman, and to Gaia Sophia, the Earth herself. Introduction. One of my 20-something pals told me, "Girl, you're a puzzle. You're not young, you're not old. I don't know what the hell you are. You're something else. Just be something else. That works." Tosha Silver, author of Outrageous Openness. Recently, I went to a sporting goods store to get my ski boot bindings adjusted, and the salesperson, who was clearly younger than I am, asked me what age I was. Apparently, if you're over a certain age, they assume you need your bindings to release quickly because your balance has deteriorated and you fall more easily. I'm physically active, more so than in my younger years, and I regularly dance Argentine tango, so my balance is just fine. I told the salesperson, who was looking at a formula to determine my binding adjustment, "Just put in 40. I do that when I'm on exercise equipment, too. I don't need the stair machine coddling me as if I'm a frail old lady who might hurt herself if the program pushes her a bit. If it doesn't feel right, I'll stop and adjust the machine. I don't let myself feel embarrassed or ashamed about having to use a lower setting, and I don't let someone else's idea about what 40 or 50 or 60 or any other number means inform how I see myself." When someone asks you what age you are, do you even remember? Or is it so unimportant to you that you forget unless a milestone birthday is coming up? Age is just a number. And agelessness means not buying into the idea that a number determines everything from your state of health to your attractiveness to your value. You can be younger at 60 than you were at 30 because you've changed your attitude and your lifestyle. To be ageless is to defy the rules of what...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?